Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fifth. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires scores. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moore. Morrison fumbles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Ogilvie goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro throws the ball into Morrison who tags Molitor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cooper moves to third. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morrison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morrison. Cooper scores. Ogilvy scores. Bando moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor bunts towards third. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount bunts towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Mike Proley now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy moves to third. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Cooper moves to third. Heil moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Ogilvy is walked intentionally. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Rich Wortham now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner pinch runs for Sal Bando. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 6-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-4 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper scores. It's 11-1, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-4 in the game. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lescano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lescano moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Bill Castro now pitching. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Kim reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now catching. Marv Foley now playing first base. Ed Farmer now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Yount strikes out. One out. Mark Brouillard pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis pinch hits for Larry Hile. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Brouillard now playing first base. Ned Yost now catching. Dan Boitano now pitching. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Baines reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.